Then she noticed that one of the globes they were approaching remained dark. As they neared and then passed under it, she saw that it wasn't completely dead. A dim core of illumination burned feebly deep inside, twitching to the beat of their bodies and brains. It reminded her of how you'd sometimes see a neon sign with one or more letters on the fritz turning Pabst into Past or Tasty Bratwurst into Tasty Ratwurst. 100 feet or so further on, they came to another burnt-out bulb, then another, then two in a row. "Chances are good we're going to be in the dark before long," she said glumly.
"I know," Roland said. He was starting to sound the teensiest bit out of breath. The air was still dank, and a chill was gradually replacing the heat. There were posters on the walls, most rotted far beyond the point of readability. On a dry stretch of wall, she saw one that depicted a man who had just lost an arena battle to a tiger. The big cat was yanking a bloody snarl of intestines from the screaming man's belly while the crowd went nuts. There was one line of copy in half a dozen different languages. English was second from the top. "Visit Circus Maximus. You will cheer," it said.
"Christ, Roland," Susanna said. "Christ almighty, what were they?"
Roland did not reply, although he knew the answer. They were Falcon, who had run mad. 10. At 100-yard intervals, little flights of stairs, the longest was only 10 risers from top to bottom, took them gradually deeper into the bowels of the earth. After they'd gone what Susanna estimated to be a quarter of a mile, they came to a gate that had been torn away, perhaps by some sort of vehicle, and smashed to flinders. Here were more skeletons, so many that Roland had to tread upon some in order to pass. They did not crunch, but made a damp, puttering sound that was somehow worse. The smell that arose from them was sallow and wet. Most of the tiles had been torn away above these bodies, and those that were still on the walls had been pocked with bullet holes. A firefight, then.